The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic that we are going to discuss about in this episode is Islam and mental health. Be with us. Things I used to do, and all the pain I put you through. Mama, now I'm here for you. For all the times I made you cry, the days I told you lies. Now it's time for you to rise. For all the things you sacrificed. Today, Wednesday, the 7th of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to a verse of the Holy Quran from chapter Al-Anfal, verse 60, which is to listen.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وأعدوا لهم ما استطعتم من قوة ومن رباط الخيل ترهبون به عدو الله وعدوكم وآخرين من دونهم لا تعلمونهم الله يعلمهم وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ
And prepare against them whatever you are able of power and of steeds of war by which you may terrify the enemy of Allah and your enemy and others besides them whom you know not but whom Allah knows. And whatever you spend in the cause of Allah will be fully repaid to you, and you will not be wronged.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The concept of the verse is so vast that it quietly adapts to any time and any place. Practical life of the Prophet Muhammad, Prophet of Allah, as well as the great leaders of Islam, also shows that they never neglected any opportunity of fighting against their enemies. They would not disregard any matter, small and great, about supplying arms and personnel, encouraging their soldiers, choosing a suitable camping place, deciding on a proper time for attacking the enemy, and utilizing all kinds of military methods. Speaking about Islam and mental health, Allah the Almighty makes it very clear in the Quran that our worldly life will be filled with tests. Every single one of us will be tested in one way or another, including with our own emotions. Sadness, anxiety, worry are emotions that we all experience to a certain degree in our lives. Even the prophets, peace be upon them all, went through these emotions, and there is much to learn from their stories, which we find in the Quran. Prophet Yaqub, for instance, was so distressed at the news of losing his son, Joseph, that he cried to the point of becoming blind. Prophet Zechariah was very worried about not having any child at an old age and turned to Allah in supplication. By mentioning these stories and many others in despair and distress in the Quran, Allah acknowledges those difficult emotions that we human beings go through, but He also reassures us and gives us the key that we need to overcome them.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is your host, Ali, and we are with you with another topic to discuss with each other about the role of faith and iman in improving the quality of life and mental health. Among other signs of hope in life is optimism about the world and the creation of existence, because a person with faith and hope sees his creation and the world as purposeful, actually lead to evolution and happiness. Such a person provides the ground for the advancement and excellence for himself and other people. So thinking positively, what comes in some psychological discussions, that when you have a positive look and positive mindset on some issues, so we see that you can now help and pave the way for the advancement and excellence for yourself. The next consequence of having belief in our mental health is increasing mental energy and ability to adapt to the environment. Hope has the effect of increasing the mental energy of a person and making him increase his effort to reach his goals. In fact, hope is the display of human capabilities. That is, when you have hope, and the outcome of belief is hope, and when you have hope, this is the display of human capabilities. One of the personality and behavioral characteristics of healthy and hopeful people is having skills and dealing with problems correctly. Today in this world, people have this ability, an ability which is necessary for social and individual life in society.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain.
Here we have tips, mental health tips, from the Quran and Sunnah. And one of them is making the Quran an integral part of our life. The Quran is full of inspirational stories, reminders, warnings, practical tips, and words of wisdom. It is the world of Allah. And as such, it is the greatest book that we could hope for in our lives. Making the Quran your life companion by reading it, reciting it, learning from it, and applying it will benefit you in all aspects of your worldly life, but also your afterlife. Allah says in the Quran that it is Al-Kitab, the book about which there is no doubt. Al-Furqan, the criterion to distinguish true and false, right and wrong, lawful and unlawful. Al-Dhikr, the reminder to help us remember Allah. It is also Shafa, a healing, a cure for whatever is in our hearts. Huda and Rahman, a source of guidance for humanity and mercy for the believers. The Quran has everything we need, as Allah made it a blueprint, including one how to navigate mental health. On the continuation of today's special, we reach to the answer of this question, are Muslims punished for hating their life? No, of course not. Even the most pious people experienced moments of despair. But we are also taught not to wish for death and to seek help when we are struggling. In general, we should approach life as something categorically good. The believer is taught not to hate this life, but to instead see it for the profound blessing and gift that it is, and to keep negative things in perspective. Along the way, do not suffer alone or in silence. There is no shame in seeking help. To reach out for help in this regard does not make you less or worse of a person. If you are seeking help to be healthy and whole, it is in itself a way of honoring the life that Allah has given to you. It is an act of worship, not an indication that you are a bad person.
You know, in the Quran, in chapter number 13 in Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse 28, which unfortunately many people misquote and misunderstand, Allah says the very beautiful following statement. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. Those who have believed and become established in belief, and whose hearts find rest and contentment in remembrance of and wholehearted devotion to God. Be aware that it is in the remembrance and of wholehearted devotion to God that hearts find rest and contentment. The Quran shows us that it is in the dhikr of Allah that the hearts find ease and contentment. But don't think that the magic pill will be to take the prayer beads and just to count the name of God a million times or a billion times, or to send salawat on the Prophet and his family 1,000 times, and that will cure your spiritual heart, just as much as that will not cure your physical heart. You need to go to the experts. God has put the cure for the ailments in the experts that He has given the knowledge and ability to cure these human conditions. So do not think that you can just read a verse and even then misunderstand a verse of the Quran and get to your cure. That doesn't mean the cure, Quran is not a cure. The Quran is an antidote, is a cure for many of our challenges. But at the same time, God has told us, the Prophet has told us, the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon him, have told us that still you need to go to the experts in health to conquer any of the challenges you face.
Thank you very much. And that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, take care. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Salam, everybody, and let us ponder on what the Prophet's 11th infallible heir, Imam Hassan Askari, peace upon him, has bequeathed to us of his wonderful sayings. Avoid begging people as long as you can endure, for every day has a new goodness. insisting on asking others, deprives one of his dignity, except when a door may be opened to you for a good entrance.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the people of the right hand and the people of the left hand, the Ashabul Yameen and the Ashabul Shimal. It's a Quranic concept that has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. The Imam here, he kind of comments on this and explains what it means. He alludes to the verse in which these two, you know, names have been mentioned. The verse in question is the following: "Then as for him who is given his record in his right hand, he shall soon receive an easy reckoning." Right? The Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Verily, when Allah, Blessed and Most High, will wish to deal with the believer's account, he will give him his book in his right hand and will then take him to account for all that is between him and himself and will say, "My servant, you have committed such and such and have done such and such." And he will reply, "Yes, my Lord, I have done that." And Allah will say, "I have forgiven you for them and have transformed them into good deeds." So people will ask, "Glory be to Allah. Did this man not have a single evil deed?" And this is the purport of Allah's verse. Then, as for him who is given his record in his right hand, he shall soon receive an easy reckoning, and he will return to his folks joyfully. Regarding the same subject, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Verily, when Allah Blessed and Most High wishes to requite his servant with evil as a result of his deeds, he will take him to account for them in front of everyone and will reduce him to tears on account of the proofs against him and will give him his book in his left hand." And this is the purport of Allah's verse. "But as for him who is given his record from behind his back, he will pray for annihilation. Yad'u suburan." He will pray for his death and his destruction. "And he will enter the blaze. Indeed, he used to be joyful among his folks in his life in this world. He was joyful, but this person, now that his book of deeds has been given to him from his behind his back, he will be sad and he will wish for his death and destruction." But that world and that in the hereafter, there is no death. Life is eternal, and it continues, and will never finish. So this is the explanation of these two characteristics in the hereafter, in the words of Imam Sadiq. Thank you for joining us here once again. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. We really welcome you all. Thank you so much for joining us today. And here are again some of the students of Sevier International School, Brother Fawad Haider, Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Sayyid Ali Nasir. I really welcome you all. Salaam alaikum, and how are you? Fine?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Alhamdulillah. I'm good. Fawad?
Fine. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Hassan?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Everything all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Ali Nasir? How about you?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Great. Okay. That's great. That's great. So, brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, brothers, before we start, let me tell you, today we are going to work on ayah number 50 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So, let's listen to this ayah. Great. Thank you. I will be reading. Make sure you listen and repeat, all right? So brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, please make sure you practice with us. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ
وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ
فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ
فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ
أحسنتم ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. So, Allah Almighty, in these 2, 3, 4 verses of the Quran, okay, in Surah Al-Baqarah, and also in some other verses, in some other surahs, okay, Allah Almighty talks about the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam and Pharaoh. So, how, for example, Pharaoh was killed, okay, or what was Pharaoh doing to the Bani Israel? So, like, he was killing the kid, the sons, okay, and letting the daughters, okay, stay alive. So, these dangerous tortures, not only this, okay, and a lot of other tortures, okay, he was, like, inflicting the on Bani Israel. Now, Allah Almighty talks about how Pharaoh was drowned in the water, okay? Now, وَإِذْ فَرَقَنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرِ. In the midnight, Prophet Musa alayhi salam, okay, informed all his people, okay, to get ready at the midnight, okay, they have to leave the territory of Pharaoh, okay? And they went out of the territory, okay, out of that city. And in the morning, when Pharaoh was noticed, oh, there is no one from Bani Israel, okay? He sent his soldiers. He himself went with them, okay? And Prophet Musa alayhi salam was so much close to the Nile River, okay? Nile River. Yeah. In English, we say Nile River. And the Pharaoh was about to come, okay? So what happened in the way, I do not say because it's in details, okay? We don't have time. But as ayah says, وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرِ. When Prophet Musa alayhi salam arrived there near the Nile River, okay, the people said, oh Musa, what have you done to us? Look, the river. We can't cross the river. Look at the back. Pharaoh's soldiers. Why did you put us into a disaster, into a very tough time? The Pharaoh's soldiers are going to kill us. Even if we go, we'll die in the water. We'll drown. Okay, there is no other option. So Prophet Musa alayhi salam says that Allah Almighty, who has saved you up to now, he will save you again. Then Allah Almighty sent him a revelation, okay, that, oh Musa, your walking stick, okay, asa, okay, hit it, okay, on the to the water, okay? And he hit the water, okay, of the river, okay, Nile River, okay? And the Nile River, okay, spread into, I mean, the water was spreaded, okay? So between the water, okay, two sides of the water, okay? It was a road appeared, okay? And then the nation of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, all of them crossed. So the last person from the nation of the Prophet Musa alayhi salam was about to cross the river, okay? The last person from the soldiers of Pharaoh entered the water. They entered the road, okay, inside the water. So the last person from nation of Prophet Musa alayhi salam just crossed, okay, the river, and the last person from soldiers of Pharaoh entered. So now all the soldiers of Pharaoh and Pharaoh are in the water now. Once the waters started connected, okay, the water flew. And all of them were in the water. So there, Allah Almighty says, وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا, when we parted the sea with, for you, okay, فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ, we delivered you, we saved you, وَهَغْرَقْنَا عَلَى فِرْعَوْنَ, and we drowned the Pharaoh's Kalan, وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ, you were looking at that. Look how blessing was Allah Almighty. But unfortunately, in the next ayah, we'll study, okay, that once again, the Bani Israel, okay, they disbelieved to Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty will say. Okay? That's why they are not the khayru ummatin. Okay? They are not the best nations. Look. But alhamdulillah, the nation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best nation ever. So, let's go for the tajweed rules. Make sure you refer to the tafasir book, inshallah, for more explanation. And we're just shortly told you. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Now, guys, وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا فَرَقْنَا. The first important point is on the letter qaf. Actually, the pronunciation of the letter dhal, it's very important, okay? Make sure that. Bring your tongue out a little, okay? Bite it. وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا. Okay? If you say وَإِذْ, the meaning changes, okay? If you say وَإِذْ, the meaning changes. So it's only إِذْ. Hassan, say this.
إذ
أحسن وإذ فرقنا. So قاف ساكن فوات
قلقلة
قلقلة bouncing sound because it is from
قطب جد.
Among the قطب جد letters قاف طا با جيم دال. So whenever you see one of these letters ساكن, try to produce a bouncing sound. Bounce the sound, okay? Let it jump a little, okay? Tickle it, it will jump itself. So وإذ فرقنا. Ali Nasir, say this. وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا
وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمْ
أَحْسَنْتُمْ فَرَقْنَا. Thank you. بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ. بِكُمْ. بِكُمْ, if you join it connected with the next word, you skip that Hamzatul Wasl of al-Bahra.
Yes.
But the rule was this, that all the words having alif lam, lam ta'rif with Hamzatul Wasl, if you start from those words, you put a fatha on the top of Hamzatul Wasl. You assign Hamzatul Wasl with fatha. No kasra, no dhamma. Kasra, dhamma was for the other rules, okay? Other types of words. Yeah, but these are nouns, okay? These are nouns. So nouns having Hamzatul Wasl and Lamu Ta'rif, they will be assigned with fatha if you start from this, if you pronounce Hamzatul Wasl. But if you connect the previous word with this, you skip that Hamzatul Wasl, Hasan, okay? Bikumu al-Bahra, not Bikumu al-Bahra. Okay, but if you start al-bahra, you say like alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin ar-rahmanir rahim Allahu la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum, like this. Okay, ash-shams al-qamar al-layl an-nahar. So they all have a fatha. If you start Hamzatul Wasl, will be assigned with a fatha. Actually, Hamzatul Wasl doesn't accept harakat, but because there is no other option, okay, you cannot start with a letter which has sukoon. That's why here you have to put a fatha on the top and read it. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So here you join them. Bikumul bahra, right? Bikumul bahra. Heavy ra sound. Fawad, read this up to bikumul bahra. Bounce the sound of qaf and produce a sound correctly.
Wa iz faraqna bikumul bahra.
Ahsan bahra. MashaAllah, Fawad. Thank you so much. God bless you, inshallah. Fa'anjaynakum. Fa, an, nun sakin plus jim. Huh? You see that crocodile sign? In that shape, yeah? Noon plus Jim, yes. Little crocodile sign. Okay, opened his the mouth. So that the first letter is the letter which is on the top. That's Noon. Then Jim. Jim is the second letter. Sometimes the students get confused, okay? Is it فَأَجْنَيْنَاكُمْ like this, or فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ or فَأَبْخَيْنَاكُمْ, okay? They get confused. Which one is the first letter? Remember, the top one is the first letter. The bottom one is the second letter. So what is the top letter now? Noon. Yes. What is the bottom?
Jim.
So أَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ, not أَبْخَيْنَاكُمْ or أخ أخبيناكم or whatever, okay? It's not that. So أن جيناكم نون ساكن plus جيم حسن حسين. What rule is applied?
فأن جيناكم.
Uh huh.
It is the rest of
letters. Rest of the letters. جيم is from the rest of the letters. Yeah. And rule is إخفاء hide. Yes. From hide, merge, change. No rule. What rule is applied?
Hide.
فأن جيناكم. فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا again. أَغْرَقْ قَاف ساكن the same as فَرَقْنَا قَلْقَلَا bouncing sound. آلَ فِرَعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ نُنْ ساكن plus تَا rest of the letters. علي ناصر أنتم نُنْ ساكن plus تَا rest of the letters.
إخفى
إخفى أنتم تن نون ساكن ظاتن. Ah, this is a different إخفاء, kind of a little different. The same as Sheen I told you in the previous session, okay? Here, you hide the sound of Noon and you kind of let your listener know that the next letter is going to be ظا. تنظرون, right? تنظرون. Just giving him a hint, okay, the listener, that there is ظا going to come. That's all about Tajweed rules in this ayah. Alhamdulillah, well done to all of us. So we did them well. Now, once again, I will read. You repeat after me, okay? With Tajweed rules this time. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ
وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ
وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ
فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. So with Tajweed rules we recited this verse, mashallah. God bless you. Allah bless you, inshallah. So, dear listeners, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us up to now. You stay with IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we'll be here with you with the next sessions of Quranic sessions. Stay with us. So, thank you so much, brothers here. Ali Nasir, Hassan, Hussein, Fawad Haider. Inshallah, we'll see you in the next sessions, okay? Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Ya Mawlaya, fakayfa yabqa fil adhab, wa huwa yarju ma salafa min hilmik, am kayfa tu'limuhu an-nar, wa huwa ya'mulu fadlaka.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. Imam Ali alayhi salam in this part says, Ya Mawlai, فَكَيْفَ يَبْقَى فِي الْعَذَابِ وَهُوَ يَرْجُو مَا سَلَفَ مِنْ حِلْمِكِ My protector, so how should he remain in the chastisement while he has hope for your previous clemency? أَمْ كَيْفَ تُؤْلِمُهُ النَّارِ وَهُوَ يَأْمُلُ فَضْلَكَ وَرَحْمَتَكَ So how should the fire cause him pain while he expects your bounty and mercy? أَمْ كَيْفَ يُحْرِقُهُ لَهِيبُهَا وَأَنْتَ تَسْمَعُ صَوْتَهُ وَتَرَى مَكَانَهُ Or how should its flames burn him while you hear his voice and see his place? As we concluded in the previous episodes, the Quranic verses and traditions imply that Almighty Allah has mercy upon all the servants, He has put the key to salvation and treasures of His mercy in the hands of all the servants. It is accessible for everyone, but not everyone wishes to possess these keys to open the treasuries of Almighty Allah's mercy. We said that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, supplication is the key of mercy, and this important key sometimes is ignored. With reference to the verse of the Holy Quran that says, whatever mercy Allah unfolds for the people, no one can withhold it, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, the mercy implies the prayer and dua. So this verse says, whatever kind of dua Allah unfolds for the people, no one can withhold it. In other words, supplication is the key by which Allah opens the doors of His mercy for the people, and which He has placed in their hands. And this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam has been trying to teach us throughout this Divine Kumail supplication and from the very beginning. We have seen two very important elements. First, the factor of hope and staying hopeful of Almighty Allah's mercy. And second, the factor of supplication, calling out to Him, turning our need to Him and no one else. In this regard, the Holy Prophet ﷺ says, For whosoever among you, the door of prayer and dua is opened, the doors of response shall also be opened for him.
My Lord, then how could he remain in torments when he hopefully relies upon your past forbearance, compassion and mercy? And how can the fire cause him suffering when he hopes for your grace and mercy? And how can its roaring flames char him when you hear his voice and see his plight?
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went
It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, it is Allah that opens up towards His servants with prayer. And He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who opens for Him the doors of its acceptance. Imam Ali alayhi salam says elsewhere, whoever knocks at the door of Allah the Glorious, it will be opened for him. Of course, as we have said many times and emphasized on, the point is that the supplicant, the believer, must be aware of the fact that supplication, calling out to the Lord, has got some specific etiquettes, and more importantly, some specific requisites that the supplicant needs to be aware of, needs to observe them. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is narrated to have said, supplicate frequently because it is the key of every mercy and the fulfillment of every need. And that which lies with Allah cannot be attained but through prayer and dua. A door which is frequently knocked at is likely to be opened for the one who knocks it. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in this beautiful word is teaching us one of these requisites, one of these etiquettes to be more precise. Supplicate frequently. This means to be consistent in your supplication. This is what exactly going on with this person Imam Ali alayhi salam is describing in this part of the Kumayya supplication. وَأَنْتَ تَسْمَعُ صَوْتَهُ وَتَرَى مَكَانَهُ. The person is still hopeful, is still continuing. أَمْ كَيْفَ يَشْتَمِلُ عَلَيْهِ زَفِيرُهَا وَأَنْتَ تَعْلَمُ زَعْفَهُ. Or, وَهُوَ يَرْجُ مَا سَلَفَ مِنْ حِلْمِكَ. He is still hopeful of your previous clemency. وَهُوَ يَأْمُلُ فَضْلَكَ وَرَحْمَتَكَ. He still expects your bounty and mercy because you have shown, you have proved that you have this vast ocean of mercy. Imam Ali alayhi salam says elsewhere, prayer and dua is the key of fulfillment and the key of success. And the best prayer, that which emanates from a pure breast and a pious heart. Let us end our episode with a tradition from the Holy Prophet ﷺ that once said to the companions, shall I show you a weapon that will deliver you from your enemies and increase in your provision? The companion said, indeed, Ya Rasulullah. And he said, supplicate your Lord day and night, because the weapon of a believer is supplication. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
As-salamu alayka ya Amin Allah fi ardi.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
What non-Muslims say about Ali, the first successor of Prophet Muhammad.
Charles Mills, 1788 to 1826, leading historical writer of his time, says the following about Imam Ali in his book, An History of Muhammadanism, page 89. As the chief of the family of Hashim and as the cousin and son-in-law of him whom the Arabians respected, it is apparently wonderful that Ali was not